This is WMUN's Page Turners, the broadcast book club, brought to you by Muncie Community Schools and Yorktown Public Library on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and on Alexa, say play WMUN. Let's join the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Welcome back to Page Turners, everybody. Today is a very special day with a very special guest, and I'm so excited. I've been dancing all morning. So, Thomas,
yeah.
Do you know what today is?
Comic-Con.
Comic-Con Day!
Muncie Comic-Con.
And we have Dr. Christy Blanche with us to talk all about it. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Camille.
How are you doing?
Hi, Thomas.
Hi.
I'm great. Great.
Not at all stressed.
Does that sound good? Great.
Yeah, great.
No stress.
Tony the Tiger.
No stress. We're great. Yeah, no, it's wonderful. We're so excited for Muncie Comic Con. It's like butterflies in the, tummy. Just been waiting for it to get here. And, well, it's like a mixture of, like, dread and I know it's going to be so much work. And then I know it's going to be so much fun. And then it's going to be over. And then we're going to be happy and exhausted. And then I'm going to be so excited for next year. And then I'm going to go, should we do it again?
The yes. answer is always yes. Yes.
I know. We talk about that. We've got to have Mystery Baby at least in the logo once.
Yes.
I mean, we have Mystery Baby. We have to have regular Magnolia make her
yes.
appearance.
Yes, yes, yes. So, in her super costume.
In her super costume.
Right. Now, this is the third?
This is the third.
Muncie Comic Con.
The third Muncie Comic Con. We had the first one in 2022.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
yeah.
right.
Look at that, 2022 with one kid on the logo, mm-hmm. and then 2023 with two kids on the logo, and then we had two and the Mystery Baby on there. So.
Yep. And
is
now.
Is there going to be another kid on the
I told
year?
Grace we need a break.
Okay.
I said.
Just one year.
I said, okay. Tom would like a break. And Tom Zoller does our logo for us. He is fabulous. Who will be a guest at the show?
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome. He's I can't even say enough good things about Tom Zoller. He does some amazing fun romance comics mm-hmm. that aren't like, oh, I love you so much. Oh, I love you too. Let's be happy forever. They're like real,
yeah.
you know, like one's called a warning label where the person gets anybody she dates gets like a list of what's wrong with them. And so it's like if it works, then they can, work around those. It's just, mm-hmm. it's so funny. I was like, man, there wouldn't be a list long enough for mine. A good thing we didn't have that. Jeff
yeah,
would be all like, what?
Well, Jeff wouldn't care.
I tried to get Jeff to come here today, but he would not.
Oh, man. Yeah. We could have talked to Jeff a little bit.
I know.
Because he's your partner in crime for all of this, so.
Yeah, he's my partner in pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. Where one is, the other one is. It's like weird right now. It's like, where is he?
Yeah.
but, no, he's back doing stuff at the shop and probably packing stuff. Because
mm-hmm.
we've still got regular, All Yeah Comics and what we do in the comic shop stuff going on.
On top of Muncie Comic Con.
On top of Muncie Comic Con. And then, Garrett Gunn, one of my best friends and I, have our new company,
mm-hmm.
Publishing company, Four Color Fiends, who will be guests at Muncie Comic Con.
I love the name drops as we're going.
and then we have our Good Boy Kickstarter, Four Color Fiends Good Boy Kickstarter for Volume 4, Number 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, also. I love it. I was worried people were going to, since we took a chance, since we're going back in time to what?
Yeah.
Flints, you got the first one, to how they get out of their life of crime. We switched artists for that because mm-hmm. it was a flashback. And it's just fabulous.
I'm super excited for that.
It's so good.
So excited. So, we've talked about Comic-Con
yes.
very briefly. So what can everybody expect when they show up later on?
Fun. So we've got, one. We have Zach
mm-hmm.
here from 11 to 1, broadcasting live. So he's going to be there with music and talking to people. And we've got a costume contest going
mm-hmm.
on. So people will be there, in their cosplay. And we have three different categories. We've got for kids, for adults, and then we have a group group one, which it can be two or more. You know, it could be, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
So you could just, you could come as like, you know, Roy and Jamie from from Ted Lasso. It doesn't matter. It's a group. Please, somebody come as Roy and Jamie. And Rebecca.
I bet you can't guess what her favorite show is.
Well, no, they wouldn't. I haven't mentioned that yet, but I do like Ted Lasso. That was just on my brain because I was too, I don't even remember what I was talking about. I was probably yelling, football is life, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have the pop in the store. So every time I go buy it, that's what I have to yell.
So we've got a costume contest. We've got Zach.
This year, we also we have face painting. The corn-fed Derby Dames are going to be there on their skates, and they will be doing. They will not be skating and doing face painting at the same time.
Dang it!
At least we don't have that scheduled. But now that I'm thinking about it, maybe we'll see. We'll see what we can do.
That would be the best.
That would be awesome. Be like, you know, I don't know, Picasso's or something.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, we have some live drawing demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
We've got different guests. So we have Afua Richardson. Mm-hmm. So if anyone watched Lovecraft Country, she is the one who actually did the comic book. She created the comic book in there, and she's name dropped when somebody said, "Who taught you to draw like this?" And she says, "Afua." So I was like, so cool. She did things for Across the Spider-Verse, if anybody knows that. I don't know if anybody.
Do you know that?
It's a small little indie movie.
It's that little indie movie.
Yeah. With the spider guy, right?
Yeah.
Why do you say chai tea? I just love that movie
just
so
saying
much.
T-T.
It's such a great, all these callbacks. It's not an ATM machine, you know. I love that movie. But, you know, she did some of the designs and things in that. And she's done some other fabulous, you know, covers, and she's working on the Book of Myrrh. We have a gentleman, Steve Horton, who wrote the Bowie book that Mike Allred, you own it. I mean, you say, look at this. It is great. I'm totally jealous he got to write it. So he will be there. But he's done Amala's Blade and some other really great books also. He'll have stuff there. We have Kyle Starks returning, who is one of our favorites because he's just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
He does Rick and Morty, and everybody, you know, likes Rick. Well, a lot of people like Rick and Morty.
A lot of people like Rick and
Morty.
There's
some people that don't, but there are a lot that do. He does that, but he does tons of other things too, and he has a sticker club, and it's so cute. He made little John Wick ones, and they're so adorable. Everything he does, he did a Peacemaker one-shot. It was a series, Peacemaker Tries Hard.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
So it was the series.
Because it has the little Frenchie on it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's so cute. And then he's done just tons of stuff. He just had a pets book come out.
Mm-hmm.
So much coming from him. Who else? We've got Jason Douglas, who you've had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie
Love
Wright
Jason.
Will be here doing a little small window when she doesn't have to work, doing a little signing. Annie Wright is a fabulous artist that I got hooked up. I love it with Jason Douglas for Jane American, a book that they're doing. And the first issue, they have some copies of her cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great. Then we have indie superstars. We've got Stuart Sager. One of my dear, dear friends, and Gavin Smith, another dear, dear friend. They've both been killing it this year. Gavin is now doing Godzilla covers.
Mm-hmm.
He's done the interiors of Turtles. He's doing more Turtle stories. He wrote a Turtle story. He's like, I'm a writer now, Christy. And I'm like, you talented artists make me sick. You know, you don't need me now. So, no, he's wonderful. I could not be any happier for Gavin, and he lives, eats, breathes turtles. Well, he does not eat them, actually. I just realized, wait a minute, I better.
It sounds like you guys have a lot going on at Muncie Comic Con, and we're going to get to that in just a second. We're going to take a little break. You guys are listening to Page Turners on WMUN 92.5 FM 1340 AM. If you haven't already, go buy your tickets for Muncie Comic Con. We will be right back.
Welcome back to WMUN's Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools and Yorktown Public Library on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and on Alexa, say play WMUN. Let's continue the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Welcome back to Page Turners, right here on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Our conversation continues with Dr. Christy Blanch. Welcome.
Thank you, Thomas.
I do have a question.
Yes.
I see that the VIP get an exclusive print.
Yes.
Can you tell us about this print?
I can now. I kind of like put a little peek out there a few days before, mm-hmm. but it is a print. It's an 11 by 17 print that Kyle Starks did for us this year, and it is a Breakfast Club parody with the Scooby Gang. Talking about Muncie Comic Con, and it's so cute, and you can take it and have Kyle sign it. And if you even wanted that CGC, we have CGC on premise, so mm-hmm. on site, so they could even come over and witness it and get a, you know, because they do prints now. CGC is the grading company, and they do prints and video games, and I mean, I think send in a fingernail, they might start grading those.
Oh my God. I'm just thinking about all the stuff that Garth has that he needs to send in at this
Garth,
point.
You did not listen to this.
I got a couple VHSs I want graded.
I know.
That's going to be bad for all. We're all sitting here now going, oh no. What's on my list?
I know. He said, how many people do you think will be there? I was like, I really don't know. I have no idea. We've never offered this before. Mm-hmm. So. Last night, we do a live show, a sales show that Thomas was on last night, what we do in the comic shop on our Facebook page. And I was like, hey, you know, we'll have CGC there because we just found out right before the show that they would be there for sure because we've been trying. And he was like, oh, I'll take mine in. And somebody else said, oh, I'll do this. And I was like, oh, yeah, there'll be two. I always worry, you know, it's just like I want to, you know, offer things that I'm so worried that it's like I don't know what people exactly want. So it's like we'll see. But
well, I mean, last year you were pretty busy.
We were busy. And we took out an ad in the Muncie magazine that's. Mm-hmm. That's sent out, and so hopefully that will help. And we're just trying to kind of get the word out there. We used a free comic book day this last Saturday, mm-hmm. kind of as a hey, come to MuncieCon, hey, come to Muncie Comic Con.
Yep.
But I did want to talk about Christopher Sprouse.
Yes, please do.
Who is a wonderful
yes,
person.
Do.
He is a great artist and creator. He worked with Alan Moore, who mm-hmm. is one of my favorite writers. Swamp Thing, Watchmen, you know, V for Vendetta, those little books.
And, I don't know what those are. Can you explain in further detail?
I could talk about Swamp Thing for hours. So just
yeah, I'm pretty sure
it was
there when the new
goes,
one came in and we were all celebrating. We were like, yes, finally.
yes, it's a beautiful thing. But they do you know, Marvel does all the Star Wars covers. Mm-hmm. They do variant covers galore. One of them that I've always loved is their anniversary covers. And a gentleman named Christopher Sprouse does the majority of those. He didn't, I think, do the solo ones mm-hmm. and maybe some of the Rebel ones. But he did do the Bad Batch one, mm-hmm. which is so beautiful. There may be one of those going to CGC.
there you go.
Shocking.
No, shocker. Since Bad
I've got
Batch
a couple
is,
Ahsoka ones that I'm thinking about.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some beautiful ones. And so we have all that at the shop right now, you know, there. But we're so happy that Christopher Sprouse is coming. And I didn't realize when I was going through, like, all the covers, I was like, yeah, I think I'm a fan, you know, because we have so many of them. But they're so beautiful. And so there's like, even if it's, you know, a Dr. Aphra book and somebody's like, oh, I don't know, I don't read that book. It doesn't matter because look at this cover. You've got, you know, the Hoth, which is one of the greatest things in Star Wars is, is every scene on Hoth. You know, so you're like, oh, we've got this. You know, this came from Hoth. We've got, you know, the, you know, Chewbacca yelling at Han Solo. You've got this. And so, yeah. So there's a little something for everybody there, as long as you like Star Wars. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, based on at least how the past couple years have been with Star Wars, I feel like there's some fans floating around here.
We definitely are is a Star Wars store, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
The Force is with us.
Uh-huh.
So let's go through some details for the Comic-Con. So $10 online, right?
It is. If you get your tickets online, and you, there's a link right at on the Facebook page, and there's a link at MuncieComicCon.com. Mm-hmm. It is $10 to get in. 10 and under are free, kids. If you want to get in at 9:30 instead of 10 o'clock, and you want to get that print for free, you know, well, included, I guess, it's going to be, you will be able to purchase it, but it's going to be $10. So it's, you know, You might as well
do the VIP.
VIP and get it. You cannot get VIPs at the door, though.
Okay.
They're done on Friday night at midnight because we have to have a count. you can do that. So it's $15 for the VIP. It is $10 to get in, 10 and under free. The day of the show, it is $12. So if you know if you want to come in, because we have to pay an extra processing fee. So we're just like, get your tickets online, save a couple bucks. We're going to have, I'm so excited, Mama and Sons is going to be there cooking
so
in the kitchen.
So excited.
So it's going to smell good at
it
Comic-Con.
It is going to be the best smelling Comic-Con anyone has ever attended.
$10, you can't guess where we're going to be.
You actually are right near it.
I know.
So
I know where you put us. I'm aware.
Yeah, you are there. I tell you what, though, we smell it all day long. And on the way here, I was walking. I was like, oh, that chicken. Oh.
I know.
And I'm like, it's Tenderloin Tuesday, you know.
Shoot, it is.
It is. Oh, their tenderloins are delicious if you haven't had them. But they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that. We have Mancino's as one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we have the greatest radio station, WRK, will be there. You know, we're big fans of all the whole Wolf Boom family. We've got Creative Zombie, you know, did our website. So we've got so many people that have helped. And got to give a big shout out to Jeff, who is my partner in this, who I couldn't coerce to come here.
It's okay. We'll give him a little bit later. It's like, hey, dude, come on.
Hey, you should get him on live. Make him do
That's
it.
What we'll
I'll go
do.
Hide.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We'll get him on a live and I'll go
That'll
hunt him down. It'll be fine.
We'll tell him it's pre-recorded.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll tell him it was live after.
And then have him ask him to rap or something.
Okay.
Would he break dance for us? A little bit? Maybe
ask
a little
him
robot?
To dubstep.
Dubstep. Okay. Noted. Got it.
See that there's free parking as well.
There is free parking there because it's at the fairgrounds. So it's free parking. There's the Powerhouse Wrestling is going to be that later that evening. They're going to be there set up, giving some stuff out. We're just trying to add a few little things every year. We're trying to figure out kind of how to expand it. Because we've got a huge wait list for vendors. We have people still saying, hey, do you have a spot? And I'm like, I really wish we did, but we are so full. We even kind of, you know, tried to rearrange how we're doing things, and it's just there's only so much you can do with the space.
But
we love the fairgrounds, and we love that it's free parking, and it's so accessible.
And the price is good because when you look at other Comic Cons in the area, PopCon, Indie Comic Con, those are, it's $30-$40 just to get in, usually.
Yeah. So this is just $10, 10 and under are free. And you can also listen to Zach Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you can't listen to him because he's...
Not anymore. They're
not
gone.
Not anymore. They're already gone.
They're gone.
So you can't do that.
But that's okay because we want
you
him to buy tickets.
You can listen to Zach next year.
Yep. Listen to Zach next year for your chance to win free tickets for next year.
Yeah, but, you know, come on down, and it's going to be a great time. So excited. Just so excited for this.
Yeah. It's going to be a blast.
I'm excited. I'm excited every year, though.
So, yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
At Comic-Con. We're excited. And thank you, listeners. And we look forward to meeting all of our listeners at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And we also thank our sponsors, Muncie Community Schools and Yorktown Public Library. And until next time, thank you for listening to Page Turners right here on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
That's the end of this chapter of WMUN's Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools and Yorktown Public Library. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join the story again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. with Cam and TC for another chapter on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.